Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and over the last week, we've been launching a new economy project here at The Brian Lehrer Show. It's a radio series and a Facebook community for people looking for work and for anyone who can offer them help. We call it Help Wanted. Anyone can post your experiences or your advice or just start a conversation topic. We're launching the series with 5 Brian Lehrer Show listeners who we found through our Facebook page. They're our Facebook friends and our Uncommon Economic Indicators Network. You can see their bios and the various discussions that have been taking place already on the Help Wanted site. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. We have one more contributor to meet today. His name is Jim. He is looking for work in online advertising in the New York area. His initial post says he used to run a successful internet media company, but found it. But that he has sent out more than 5,000 resumes in his current search so far with no success. Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for blogging your job search with us, and welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What was the internet media company you had created? What kind of stuff did you do?
We did online advertising for the newspaper industry, the online newspaper industry. So, for example, national advertisers, which typically advertise locally, did not advertise locally, could now advertise nationally.
Might find it useful to them to advertise on a newspaper site because people might access it from anywhere.
It was safe. It was effective. We guaranteed the numbers.
And what happened to the company?
Long story. I was going through a divorce, and during the divorce, my wife filed for bankruptcy. And that affects the credit. And this was at the time of the big banking crisis. And banks just pulled back their lines of credit.
And, of course, it was a banking crisis and also a media and newspaper and advertising industry crisis going on at the same time. So I guess that all contributed. You've sent out more than 5,000 resumes. Are there even 5,000 online advertising jobs to apply for?
I don't think so. I think a lot of these jobs are just they advertise to see who's out there and see what's available. But, I sent out 5,000.
5,000 resumes and still no job. What do you think is going on?
Oh, God. Well, I think that's one issue is that there really aren't that many jobs out there. I think that, a lot of headhunters just want to keep their book current. And so and secondly, they want to see what's available. So they see who's available, and they may, I guess, approach the current companies and say, hey, I've got a guy here who can do this job, and what do you think, and yeah or nay.
So some of the ads come from headhunters or recruiters without necessarily a company actually placing a job with them?
Exactly. You don't see Ogilvy looking for a creative director or president of online services.
You see advertising jobs come filed with us.
And you really don't see that many advertising. I mean, let me be, I've been going beyond advertising and looking for sales and marketing jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And someone responded to your story on our Help Wanted site and suggested that you target your resumes more to actual job openings that you know exist. And I don't happen to agree, but you posted a response to that person. What did you say?
I've done that, and it doesn't. It can work. It's again, it goes back to you really don't know. It's not Ogilvy, which is a large agency, looking for a particular person to handle a particular account. You don't get that. So you'll get a job, let's say, an advertising agency, large account, for a large client, spending big money, and you really don't know what it is. So it's very hard to target.
Now, you're 54,
mm-hmm.
and you write on Help Wanted about working in the 1990s for a succession of startups where your bosses were 21 years old and lived at home with their parents. How much of a problem was that for you?
Well, initially, I was kind of amazed. My first online internet job was working for a guy that was 20 years old. And, he had no work experience. And he was I would call him a geek. He knew the technology fairly well, but it was a whole different experience than I've ever had.
Now those 21-year-olds from the tech bubble are 38.
Yeah.
And they're probably sending out their 5,000 resumes alongside yours.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think that you're a victim of age discrimination in your current job searches, or at least bias, if not discrimination in a legal sense? Or can it also be a strength?
Well, I think it's a strength. I think experience there's no way to get experience other than doing it. The successful interviews I've had have been typically with people closer to my age. I don't think I've ever gotten a call from anyone who's young. And I think that proves out when you look at the advertising industry today, where I think I heard or recall reading somewhere that the average age is 25 years old.
But the calls that you're getting are not from young people. I'm sorry, which tells you what?
Well, I think that there is some. You asked me if there's discrimination going on out there, and I believe there is. I think it's subtle. I think that the jobs that I have gotten calls on, that I've gone to and interviewed with.
I see. Those employers tend to be older.
Yes.
Yes. So has job hunting or interviewing changed in the course of your career so far in your experience? Are things more informal in a way now or whatever?
Well, I've made the mistake of going in with a suit and tie and seeing everybody with T-shirts and flip-flops and realizing that I'm way overdressed and making a big mistake there. And, of course, I don't get that, and that's par for the course today. But it is different. You know, I've been in the workforce for 30-some-odd years now, and it's quite different than it's been.
But if you showed up for a job interview, I wonder, that's a good question. Do people in companies with informal cultures want people to come to job interviews in their T-shirts and flip-flops, you know, as opposed to suits and ties just for the interview? I guess, I don't know, maybe it varies company by company.
And you don't know until you get there, unfortunately. If you can make the call and say, what's the atmosphere like? Is it formal? Everybody says casual today, so it's a very... I still feel funny. You know, I still feel funny, and I may walk in and see that nobody's wearing a tie. I'll take the tie off, but I guess I'm old school that way. I feel that, you know, you should look your best and attempt to be your best in the interview.
Our next guest will talk about the online advertising business in general. Any thoughts about whether new media advertising works better than old media advertising?
Yes, I have lots of thoughts of that. Hard to tell you in a soundbite. A lot of it has to do with the technology that's currently being used today. We're going to get there, and then I think it's going to be another explosion. But it's certainly more effective in a lot of different ways. You know, for one, you really are counting your audience, which you really couldn't do. Newspapers did a fair to middling job based on subscriptions, but with online, you're getting a very accurate count.
The metrics are unbelievable. Just in doing what we do, you know, there have always been these Nielsen and those kinds of ratings for radio and television that are always based on estimates. And there is always a fudge factor there. And, you know, they do the best they can, presumably. For our podcasts, for people listening live online, you know precisely to the one how many listeners or viewers you have. So I'm sure the same thing applies in advertising, which lets the buyers buy ads that are much more effectively targeted.
Yes, yes. And right now, as you know, what's going on in the online business is that there's been an explosion of sites. So there's a lot of places an advertiser can go, and this has brought the CPM, the cost per $1,000, down. And so it's very cheap for advertisers to use it. And yet you have a lot of, and I think, you know, one of the problems is that you never know where your ad is going to be placed against what content, and that's the scary part. There hasn't really been an effective way to monitor where your ad is on the site. I think newspapers do a very, very good job. You know you're going to be in sports, and if you're in that local market, you're going to be with the whatever game or team that's in that market. So, but other sites, I'd be, it's Russian roulette.
Well, Jim, thanks again for blogging your experiences with us. You've already started some interesting discussion threads on the Help Wanted site. So good luck in your job hunt, and we'll talk again. And hopefully we won't talk or read too many of your posts, because when you get a job, you graduate from the group. But, of course, we'll be following your posts on our Help Wanted site.
Well, Brian, I'm actually thinking of making this a career.
Coming on the show as a guest?
No, just talking about unemployment and sending out stories that I hear and everything. I think it's a growing audience.
Just remember that when you're a guest on a radio show or a television show, you don't get paid.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
And Jim is looking for a job in advertising, a classic New York industry that's going through major changes right now. We'll take a closer look in a minute. Meanwhile, you can visit our Help Wanted site to post your experience, ask for or offer job hunting advice to Jim and our other bloggers, or just check it out at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show.